This is Real Life with Lisa Jesswine on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Lisa Jesswine.
Okay, so the other day when I was supposed to be doing something else, I was trolling Facebook, and I look over the side and I think, oh, that guy's kind of cute. What's that all about? And I start looking at it and it says sexyconfidence.com. And I'm like, what? What's sexyconfidence.com? So I click on this link and I open it up to the world that is filmmaker, touring college speaker, and dating confidence coach, Adam LaDolce. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Hey, Lisa, thank you so much for the kudos. I appreciate that. You're making me blush already, and I can't even see you.
Adam, it was that. So you got to give props to whoever put you up on Facebook along the side, the little ad things going on over there, because that's how I stumbled across you.
Love it. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So when I connected with you, I said, I don't know if I called myself painfully single or, you know, perpetually single or whatever it is. But so I have a very vested interest in listening to a lot of what you have to say. And I know that my listeners do as well. So let's rewind it and let's go back to the awkward, scared, nervous Adam and tell me how he got here.
Wow. I'll give you the short version because it's quite a long story.
Go ahead.
Long story short, in college, I really struggled to get a girlfriend. I struggled to meet women. And I got out of college and realized that it's even more difficult. By the way, this is like 10 years ago now. But I realized it was so difficult to meet women. I was really shy. I was a little bit awkward when it came to meeting women. And what I ended up doing is dedicating everything I could, all my time, all my energy, learning everything about dating, relationships, how to be more confident around women, how to be able to approach women, and not like a sleazy pickup way, and more of just like being confident, working on my body language and, you know, my ability to actually, you know, have good dialogue with women and men, for that matter, anyone. And throughout that period, you know, I was a management consultant working a very corporate job. I went through this incredible transformation of my own social and dating life, and guys started to come to me and ask me for some help. So before I knew it, I was helping and coaching guys. We were actually going out together as a group, or I would do one-on-one coaching with guys, and I would actually be teaching them how to be able to approach women. And it was like crazy. Like, how did this all come together this way? I don't even know. It was like, you know, the universe telling me this is what I was supposed to be doing. I really enjoyed it, and I got picked up on the college tour. I've now spoken at over 150 universities in the country on dating and confidence. And then the weirdest thing out of all this is about 2 years ago, I was in a relationship and I decided that, you know what, I don't really want to work with men anymore. I don't want to be, you know, having to go out and teach guys how to meet women. You know, I was kind of past that time in my life. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start helping women and teach them everything I learned about working with men. And I did that, and I started Sexy Confidence. It's been about 2 years now since I started Sexy Confidence. I've been coaching women previous to that, but I started the actual brand itself 2 years ago. And since then, it's been just huge. I mean, it's blown up very, very quickly. You know, now I sit here and I'm talking to you. It's pretty much the story.
I like it. And thank you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. No, what is so great about this is it's sexyconfidence.com, and we also have adamladolce.com. You will be able to click on both those links because it is a dating confidence coaching situation. But you also have a free ebook. Is that correct?
I have a lot of free stuff. I do YouTube. So YouTube, I have a very popular YouTube channel. So I have over 30,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel. I do a YouTube video every week. I do have a free ebook. I have a paid ebook, Men Love Confident Women. I have video series, video courses online. We have a ton of really, really cool stuff. And it all begins at sexyconfidence.com and just entering your first name and email. And then from there, you know, you'll see the wonderful journey that is the Sexy Confidence email list, where I give you a ton of cool stuff along the way.
Okay, and you bring up something right away. You said something that's going to be a buzzword for a lot of women because they fold their arms and they go, I'm just a confident woman, I'm independent, and that's why men don't like me. Go.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's the thing. When it comes to confidence, we always equate confidence with dominance, right? We consider those almost synonymous with each other. But here's the thing. You can be confident. So I think that's where a lot of women get it wrong, right? They try to always take control, and they try to, a lot of times, take that more masculine position in the relationship or even early on in dating. That's certainly not what I'm saying. Men certainly do want to be a man. They want to be that take charge, dominant male in a relationship. It's what fuels us in relationships. However, with that said, it's still very important for women to be very confident. The number one deal breaker for all the men that I would work with, the number one deal breaker was always neediness. Women who didn't have a life outside the relationship. I'll always say it over and over and over again. No one wants a life with you unless you have an incredible life outside of the relationship. Building other parts of who you are, feeling great about yourself. And when you do feel great about yourself, you build that confidence in other areas of your life, then, a confident guy will also be attracted to you. So I take a very different spin on it than I think what most people think of when I say confidence. But that is the general idea behind the book. And I think a lot of women struggle with that in the 21st century now that women are so successful in the working in the workplace or successful in other areas of their life. It's like, how do you balance the two between, being very dominant in the boardroom, but then go on that first date with a guy and let him lead the night? It's kind of a challenging thing.
That is challenging. And actually, that sort of leads to the quote that you have up on your site: be attracted to yourself to live a life full of love. Expand on that.
Sure. I mean, so ever since I started coaching, God, that is an old quote. That must be on my Adam Ladolce site.
Listen, I do my research, Adam.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I focused everything on sexyconfidence.com for a while, but yeah, that quote is something I still very much so stand by. And I talk a lot about that because, one thing that always bothered me about other dating coaches or the dating advice industry in general is that there was always this focus on trying to get someone to fall in love with you, or trying to find the right guy. And I wanted to go about it ever since the get-go, and I still held true to this mission. Ever since I started, I really wanted to focus on building yourself up so that you are able to attract a great person, not because you're using some manipulative techniques or tactics, but instead because you have this incredible life. You're personable, you're confident, you're social, and you are genuinely attracted to who you are. And I always ask my clients, when I used to do a lot of one-on-one coaching, would you date yourself? And if that answer wasn't yes, I would ask them why. And you got to work on those things because, you can fake it in the first 1 or 2 months of a relationship, but if you're not wholeheartedly, massively, wildly in love with yourself, then it's going to be really difficult to continue a healthy relationship because all those insecurities will come to the surface.
Yeah, and I bet that also plays a part in whom you attract yourselves. Because the number one question, by the way, I surveyed where I work here, and it's all ladies down the hallway. And the number one question, are you ready, Adam? The number one question, how do we purge ourselves of bad boys?
Oh, God. That's the thing, it all comes down to what you want, right? Bad boys. I, coming from a guy who I pains me to call myself a bad boy, but coming from being a guy who I would say, I dated a lot. I met a lot of women. I was not, I think, early in my 20s, not really very intelligent at times at how I was treating women. So I'll leave it at that. I don't want to go too on the record with this. Mm-hmm. But, there's something that draws women to the bad boy, and that is, I think, generally, it's the excitement, right? Bad boys are excitement. They're exciting. They're not something you can necessarily keep them stable, keep them secure. And that's what kind of always draws you to that excitement, that ultimate challenge. And that's totally fine, right? Like if you're at a stage in your life where you're not looking for any type of commitment, you're focusing on your job, what have you, sure, go for that bad boy. If it keeps you excited on the side, that's great. But for most women I find who aren't really able to manage that, have those types of casual situations, you also have to be smart and strategic about your dating life, right? You can't just live your life based on emotions and chemistry. And that's where, by the way, the easiest thing in the world to say, the hardest thing in the world to do. But that's really what I try to do when I work with my clients and work with people at Sexy Confidence. I am always talking about the importance of an emotional connection versus just, the physical connection. And, the bad boys are... generally only interested in the physical.
They have a purpose.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's also important for you to get real with what it is you want. And if you do want something more, if you do want a relationship, realize that's okay. And then from that point forward, once you've made that decision about what you want, you got to be smart about who you're surrounding yourself with. And clearly the bad boy is not going to change. He's not going to be the guy that you want him to be. And you cut your ties and move on. It's sad, and I'm doing a lot of talking, but it is sad that one of the biggest pieces of advice I give to so many women is move on, right? Mm-hmm. Move on. And it's surprising to me because when I was working with men, the advice was so different. And it took me a while to really get attuned to what women's challenges are. But a lot of times it is just that guy who's stringing you along, saying all the greatest things in the world, but has zero intentions of ever being your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, it's about reading the signs and being smart about the right guys to invest yourself in.
Okay. And Adam, if you're working with a client and she's saying, yeah, I've done all that. I went to the park and sat on the bench. I stood in the cereal aisle and pretend like I couldn't reach the top one when a hot guy came by. I've been in line. I went to a dance class. I mean, what do you do when someone is super cynical and they feel like they've done it all?
Sure. Well, there's a few things. One is if someone is totally insanely burnt out of dating and meeting new people, I will have them take a 7-day dating detox, right? Like just completely delete the online dating profile, delete, you know, any guys that you're just kind of talking to, but it's clearly not going anywhere. Just get rid of all that stuff, right? Like even put your phone, I do this a lot. My girlfriend drives her crazy, is go on airplane mode on my phone for like a week. You know, just shut off everything. And then just once again, kind of reconnect with what makes you happy and what you really want in your life. And once you get that focus, then you can start being, again, strategic and smart about what it is you're doing, where you're going. So once you've done that, let's say you needed to do that. You do that. Awesome. What do you do from that point forward?
Mm-hmm.
Next, what I'll do with my clients is they will have what I call a social score. So a social score is a really simple but fancy way of saying the number of people that you're meeting on a regular basis. And usually it's the number of men that you're meeting. And my clients will have a social score at a minimum of 10, meeting 10 new guys a month, which can for some women be like, holy crap, that is going to be impossible. And some women are like, I do that every, you know, once a week. And having that focus on, you know, increasing your social score, getting out there, whether it is obviously at a bar, place like that, that's not necessarily the greatest place to meet people, but that's one avenue. Then secondly, I online dating, I'm actually launching as of tomorrow an online dating course at discoverloveonline.com and getting online, being smart about who you're meeting there. Third, using what I call the dual intent method. That sounds very fancy, but it's really just a way of getting out there, meeting new people while doing something that improves yourself. So maybe, like you mentioned, dance class. Mm-hmm. Dance class would be like a dual intent method because, yeah, you are going to go out and improve yourself. You're going to get more into dance. You're going to get into, you know, whatever type of dance you do. I don't know what it is. But chances are dancing, there aren't going to be that many guys there. Dance classes are not necessarily a good ratio for women. They're just not. But, you know, I'll take a look, you know, at my clients, what is the type of guy that they're looking for? And let's say, like I had a client I was working with last week. She's a real intellectual, loves to read philosophy, things like that. So her homework was to look up every speaker series coming up in the Boston area. She happens also in the Boston. So start going to speakers who come into town and being smart about where it is you're going. Maybe you take a writing class. And you'll meet other men who are also interested in something along those lines. And then lastly, you know, adjusting the attitude. and that also just comes with, you know, the weirdest thing is I honestly don't end up doing that much other than just being that kind of like fresh new perspective and that kind of fresh kick in the ass to get people going. And then from that point forward, it's massively effective. But following those strategies, it can be really helpful to just kind of get through those, I'm so sick of meeting guys. What are, you know, it's not working for me. What do I do next?
Well, and it's kind of great that you offer this, because the friends and the family members and they're kind of sick and tired of hearing the same story. So when you set a fresh perspective, that might be exactly what somebody's love life might need. A fresh pair of ears and someone, like you said, to kick them in the behind. Let me ask you this. Do you give the same type of advice for people dating in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s and beyond?
Well, I mostly work with women. You know, right now I'm actually not doing any one-on-one coaching. I'm focusing on launching, you know, new courses. Mm-hmm. But most of the women who do purchase those courses are between the ages of 20 to, you know, early 40s. Mm-hmm. Past that point, I have worked with women of that age, but it's just, you know, I'm a young guy. I actually just turned 30 2 days ago.
Well, congrats. So,
thank you. My hair has gone grayer every day since. But
must be those women. Jeez.
But I absolutely focused in on what I know best. And, you know, certainly dating past, you know, in your 50s, 60s, I do have clients who will take my courses because they're like, well, he's young. He probably has an idea of the dating scene now. Mm-hmm. But I generally will work with, you know, younger women. And certainly, like, the people who watch my YouTube videos are the women who watch are certainly 20s and 30s generally.
Yeah, but you know what? I still think you have very valuable information that makes sense. I mean, I'm in my 40s and dating, and, you know, I watched some of your videos. I was very entertained by them. And there was some good, solid information in there. So I don't think someone who might be in their 40s or even their 50s should discount something they might be able to hear in your videos. And we're talking to Adam LaDolce. He's the dating confidence coach, sexyconfidence.com, adamladolce.com. And then you talked about Discover Love. Online.com, correct?
Absolutely. Yep.
We'll put that one up there too, because I mean, there's several ways to get a hold of you. Is it ever time when someone just says, I'm okay being alone?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of times that is a strong recommendation of mine, is being okay with being single. Being happy with being single. But what that doesn't allow you to do is to stop being social. That's where a lot of people, I think, go wrong, when they're like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to do me. I'm not going to meet new people. And then they just completely, you know, go into their dark hole in their bedroom and never leave. You know, that's never acceptable, in my opinion. You know, we're incredibly social creatures, and that's just going to remove you from any opportunity of someone convincing you out of being single.
Right.
But like I said, you know, I think it's important. You know, I spent a lot of years, actually, when I was coaching, being single. I liked being single for a good part of my 20s. I also love being in a relationship. I think both are fantastic. It just comes down to what it is you really want in your life. And by the way, that's really why I went with, you know, sexyconfidence.com. I didn't go with, you know, howtomeetaman.com. Mm-hmm. Because I just think that there's a lot more to all of this than, you know, just, you know, telling him the three secret words that are going to make him fall madly in love with you. That, who cares? You know, that's anyway. I don't know if I could swear. That's BS. Yeah. That's BS anyway. But,
right.
There's a much more core, you know, some more core fundamentals to work on than things like that. So.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is all fantastic information that's coming through. And, you know, ladies, I'm sure there's like a million questions you might have for him. So I'm going to suggest that you go to his websites, check out some of these classes, get ready to make a change. And guess what? It's going to feel slightly uncomfortable sometimes. You might be pushed outside your comfort zone. Right, Adam?
I definitely will push you outside of your comfort zone, but you'll enjoy every moment of it as well.
I mean, because you can't just keep doing, you know, I hate to keep using, you know, to use Dr. Phil, but, you know, how's it working for you? You know, if it's not working, then let's change it, right?
Exactly. You should be doing this for a living. You could take over for me.
Oh, great. My gosh. Maybe I'd meet someone then. That can be part. And you know what's really funny? Because people will ask me that, and I say, you know what? I am okay being where I am, but I love trying, doing different experiences, whether it's, you know, going to a new restaurant or, you know, someone says, hey, would you like to go, you know, hang out and, you know, walk through the streets of downtown so we can go to this fair? Yeah, I can do that. Now, this is also the second asked question. Remember, I said the first one was about the bad boy. This is the next one.
Sure.
Is it okay to stay friends with an ex?
You know, it's so easy, I think, to give just blanket answers to this. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, completely depends on the situation, whether or not you have to be friends with the ex. For example, if you have kids together, then absolutely, positively, yes, you want to maintain that relationship because they're going to be in your life. Beyond that, I would say probably not the greatest of all ideas, because chances are one person in the relationship or in the past relationship, one person in the friendship, is still attracted to the other person and is probably trying to win you back, or you're trying to win them back. So if you're totally over the ex and you're just, making friends with them just to be nice, probably not doing him any favors. And if you're just hanging around with him, telling him that you just want to be friends and you want him back in your life, then there may be better strategies to make that happen.
Right. Okay. For great advice like this and more, you can talk to Adam LaDolce and connect with him at sexyconfidence.com. Also, adamladolce.com. And he's got that new website going up, discoverloveonline.com. Well, Adam, we have come to the part of the show we like to call the RL3, the real life three silly, goofy, out of the box questions to find out more about you. You ready?
I am ready. Bring it.
All right. Adam, if you could be brilliant in just one subject, which would you choose?
Brilliant in just one subject. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, God. I've never been asked that question before. I'm on a huge cooking kick right now.
Nice.
And I think I would love to be a brilliant chef, because I'm not that great and I'm getting really into it and I wish I had that talent. I feel like that's something you either have or you don't, so I would go with just culinary.
I love that. I love that. Okay, and here's your second question, sir. Finish this sentence. My first kiss was
with Molly at the movie theater when I was 12. It was awesome.
Oh, little 12-year-old Adam.
Oh, I was so nervous. So nervous.
Did you like put the moves, like the arm around first? Or what was the movie, first of all?
It was Evita. Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
Oh,
was that Evita?
You did that for her. You didn't, as a guy, you didn't go, hey, man, I'm going to go see Evita. No, you did that for the girl. You know that, right?
I did. And I went to go kiss her, and she, like, turned away because she didn't know I was kissing her. And it was very awkward. It was very sad. She's now married, but we joke about this to this day.
Aw, that's so sweet. And here's our third question. We always find this out from all of our guests. We need to know your fantasy name, Adam, and that's going to be the name of your first pet. Put that together with the name of the street you grew up on. So what is your fantasy name?
Jenny Man.
Jenny Man.
Jenny Man. Yep.
I don't even know what to do with that, because Jenny Man is, it's not even, I can't even think, what would Jenny Man do? Like, what is Jenny's occupation? I was trying to think of, like, Jenny Man
is
a
adult entertainment star? I don't know. The only thing I can think of at this point.
I don't know. I don't get that. Well, Adam, we've had such fun with you, and everybody, I hope you enjoyed listening. Please make sure you visit his website, adamladolce.com, and then sexyconfidence.com, and of course, discoverloveonline.com. If you are single and you want to change something about that, this could be the first step in doing so. Check it out and start moving forward. Don't be afraid. Don't be cynical. Let's find love. Right, Adam?
Yes. Love it. You motivated me.
Oh, amen.
Man, amen.
Thank you so much for being on with us, Adam.
Thank you so much. Speak to you later.